said, I'm going to go meet my friends, and I am nervous as all hell. And I needed to take a break because I was listening to Big Fatty and Antivirus at the end of the bar series on the Big Fatty Show. If you haven't listened to it, I honestly think just give it a try. Just start from one episode and go to the end, 20-minute episodes each. It drives me crazy listening to those two, how they play off each other. I try to figure out if it was scripted or if they had an outline and sound effects, but they do it so naturally. It's like they are sitting in a bar and describing people I used to know, but they are like on both sides, you know, separate sides of the country, and how they do it. I'm just amazed at those two wonderful talents. So I'm going to go and see if I can find my own end of the bar.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It drives me crazy listening to those two.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1414 of the BFO for Thursday, the 27th of June, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I am heading down to the end of the bar. Yes, Big Freddy, get me a double.
Down at the end of the bar, down at the end of the bar, down at the end of the bar.
I said three. I said I won three shots.
Come on, Poodle. We'll just go right.
Well, Big Fatty.
Oh, my Big Fatty. You never know who you're going to find in a bar. Sometimes you do know.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, how are you?
It's so nice to see
you. Y'all.
Well, I was just ordering.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to order. Priorities.
I had a triple shot of the 100 proof vodka and then a Stoli back, and I need it right away, please. Okay. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you, y'all? Look who's here at the end of the bar. What a wonderful place to find her. Y'all, it is...
Auntie Vera Charles.
Oh, and Vera, what is that giant glass you have there? Just shake that for us.
I will.
Oh, okay.
It's a tumbler full of... But the bar back keeps...
Well, that's just a... That's your to-go cup when you came in,
absolutely.
Right?
Okay. It's my 32-ouncer that I have in the car. Hi, chat room.
Oh, and they say, no, it's not a recorded Vera bit, Daniel.
I'm live, you motherfucker. I am live and in person at the end of the bar.
Right. Did you hear... By the way, did you hear yourself at the beginning of the first segment? That goes way back on Pride 48.
I know. It's very exciting. Look at, I'm getting hellos. Hi, everybody. All my sweet lovies are saying hello.
All of them.
It's very exciting.
It really is exciting. So here we sit, and you know, we did this series at the end of the bar a couple of weeks ago. You were so kind to help me out when I was over helping the hats move, and it always seems to turn to old people talk, because you know what?
We're fucking old people.
Right.
That's why.
So, is there something, is there a pride, since it's pride?
Just a
okay, I'm sorry.
Just a moment,
okay.
Just a moment. I just wanted to say, sweet Mary Sober Girl, thank you. That's a beautiful comment, but this is not recorded. I'm live. I'm here right now at the end of this fucking bar, and I wanted my drink, please. And I'm here sitting here with Fatty.
Right. We are right here. Right. Yes, Big Fatty. I love it. Q Sledge says they are actually fucking old people.
No, that's why we talk about old.
Well, when
stuff.
when we fuck, yeah, we're usually fucking old people. But you know,
that's well, we went there so quickly.
Oh well,
it didn't take us any time at all to get there, did it?
And the Laughing Buddha says, "I love listening to old people as well." You should.
Yes, we need loving care.
Okay, but it's Pride Month, and this is Pride 48 weekend. And
yes,
do you have a
5 years?
Yes. Do you have a favorite Pride memory? And y'all, I'm just springing this on Vera right now. There's nothing as opposed to Timmy Sims, who thinks we have it scripted.
Yes, we spent months, right?
Months! Oh, my gosh. And the money. The money we spent. Oh, my God.
If this is as good as we get scripting it, we are in bad fucking shape.
No wonder.
I do.
Right. Okay.
And one immediately came to mind.
Please share it.
It was last year, and there was a little bit of a pre-show script written, and we were going back and forth, and then it was somebody's turn to talk, and when that person talked, the audience went insane, and that person was Conscience.
Oh.
And when he spoke, I could hear these cheers and the applause coming from the live audience in Las Vegas. That was the most wonderful fucking feeling I have ever felt from this community, because they've embraced this poor child and they love him more than me.
Well, that's not, well.
Yeah.
You know.
Just be nice, okay?
Be nice.
We're live,
right.
Be nice,
y'all. And, you know, and maybe that's what we'll talk about. Let's be nice.
Okay, let's be nice.
Okay. Because you and I throw a twat around every now and then.
What?
Okay. You really are empty, aren't you?
I am.
Wait a minute, I thought, y'all, we talk between the, during when I left the kickoff show, I got on Skype with Vera and I said, do me a favor, just drink a little bit before we start the segment. He goes, oh, no, I'm just going to sip. Y'all, there's not a drop left in this 32-ounce tumbler of vodka, and it was full.
I sucked my tumbler dry, and I won't be able to get another one until we're finished with this shit, which makes me very upset.
Right, and, you know, if I had a nickel for every time I heard, I sucked this tumbler dry.
Oh, Lord, right. Let's not go there, please.
I know, it's just, yes, McFitty.
Yes, Daniel, he did make me sit through that whole first abomination, which is going to be great because he's going to cut this into three shows that he's going to put during the week. And I love that the first show, his Monday show, is going to be him reading who's in the chat room. That is going to be one hell of a fun show.
I had nothing, okay? I had absolutely nothing. So, and people are trying to play, Lurie Dean's trying to play Words with Friends with me right now, so.
Timing, you know, clearly he's everything.
Right. Clearly he's not in the chat room. So anyway, what else shall we talk about?
Don't look at me, baby. I'm a guest on your show. You have to carry this.
Okay.
I'm sitting at the end of the bar. I'm waiting for another drink.
Okay.
That's all.
Now,
that's it.
Should have prepared a little something for this too, y'all. I got nothing for this either. So.
Well, maybe we could talk about, now you asked me if I had a favorite Pride 48 moment. Do you have a favorite Pride 48 moment or a couple of moments that are in your top 10? For this is an amazing thing, an accomplishment that it's been going on for 5 fucking years.
I agree.
Is really incredible.
I agree.
And in those 5 years, other than, you know, getting your balls fondled, has anything been really standout-ish?
Other than getting my balls fondled? Okay. No, I mean, the whole story about me working so hard that first year to make it work, and you and I are cut from the same cloth as far as technology goes.
The same special needs cloth, yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, if it worked, well, it's just like for your show today. You had testicle problems.
I did. Last night, that fucker would not, GoDaddy would not take it. I found out what was wrong. Nobody cares, but I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Because everybody hates Internet Explorer anyway. It was fucking Internet Explorer. As soon as I switched over to the Chrome browser, it uploaded immediately this morning. But last night, it got up to 80% and crashed. 80% and crashed. 80%. And at about 12, I said, fuck it. I'm not going to do this anymore. So that exciting story leads you to us being technically challenged.
Well, we are technically challenged. And, you know, playing all those quiz program musics, did you recognize any of those?
I didn't hear them because I can't.
Oh, that's right.
I can't hear anything that you're playing.
Of course, you would have heard them.
It's very noisy here.
Of course, y'all, all that did was say that she didn't. listen to Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday show either. But that's okay. But
I've listened to them all. It's just that what happens is they blend into one miserable, awful, horrible experience that I black out because I my multiple personalities kick in. So my one that loves to be a masochist and loves to be hurt remembers your shows, but the rest of my other personalities that protect me don't remember your shows. And so that's why that happens. And yes, Mike, you may have been telling me to change my browser for over a year, but I don't listen to people who don't podcast when they promise they're going to podcast.
Well, he's a liar.
You're a liar, Mike
he's
Lawson.
A liar.
You're a liar.
He's the big liar. He's not just a liar. He is the big liar.
And Mike, I like Joe better.
Oh,
go ahead.
Well, there you
so
go.
We're talking
but
about
but other than
memories.
That, right.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, when you think back to when we were young, it's just like the TV station here in town is celebrating 60 years on the air, and they were the first TV station on the air. It's 60 years. Okay, you're 57, and I'll be 57 in 6 weeks, okay? Thank you.
Damn, I can't get anything else out of this glass.
I know.
And it's driving me
but
crazy.
Look at TV began, basically, and look at where we are today, that you and I are looking at each other.
Which is scary but true.
Speaking live over this thing called the internet.
Yep.
To people that are in a mechanical room talking about us behind our back, but not really behind our back, you know.
That's very true. But just I need to interrupt you again because the chat room is much more interesting than you could ever hope to be.
Thank you.
Turnip Head Sweetheart Gooch is right now doing his what he calls his machine, which is basically he does he's got a machine in there that he does exercises with on his arms and shit like that. So he's doing that right now.
You couldn't push that little servant button and have him.
Can I have another?
Could I get another?
Can I have another
right.
Drink? Except we're at the end of the bar. So I really
right.
Just
we wouldn't
want to.
We wouldn't want to
ruin that illusion.
Right.
Yeah. You really need me, sweetheart, because
the wine is
the
beginning.
Yes.
The wine is beginning to kick in.
It's total, and you've got 24 or 20 more minutes to do.
I know,
you
and
got 20
I
more fucking minutes.
And y'all, I gotta say, I got nothing with Vera, so I certainly got nothing for the last 20 minutes. So y'all be thinking over your questions, okay? But
love you back, Ramble.
Oh
dear.
What was I saying? Do you?
I don't know.
Does that bother you that you forget what you're saying?
Oh Christ, yes. What bothers me more than and here we go.
Well, that's
we're
okay.
About being old again.
We've probably talked about it before, but anyway.
What bothers me most of all is that my vocabulary is gone.
Right.
It's still in my head, but I can't call it forward when it's necessary. And yeah. I'll think of the word. Like, for example, I had on my show.
Suburb.
That I was trying to say. Yes, I was trying to say that the San Fernando Valley is a suburb of Los Angeles. I got SUB out, but couldn't remember the URB. And that's really fucking disturbing when you can't remember a word like suburb. And that drives me fucking batshit. I wake up at 2 in the morning and I'll shout out,
suburb.
Epinephrine.
Oh,
epinephrine. That's what I was trying to think of.
Why were you trying to think of epinephrine?
Why not?
Oh.
That's called improv, sweetie. You just go with it.
Oh, speaking of that, how is your sleeping nowadays? Because, you know, you have the restless arm syndrome, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I love to be the figure of fun here. My sleeping, yeah, laugh it up, fat boy. And P.S., and I told you this on Twitter, you are not allowed. You are no longer allowed to make fat jokes, Mr. Man, because you are skinny now. You're not just not fat, you're skinny, which makes me disgusted. But you cannot make fat jokes. Only fat people can make fat jokes.
But now, when you go on the Big Fatty Diet... when you go on the South Beach
I'm not
diet...
I'm not going on the Big Fatty Diet. I wouldn't get anywhere near the Big Fatty train, where everybody jumps aboard and says your cute little words and goes on your diets. Uh-uh. Not me, cowboy. I am not on that fucking train.
Speaking of restless arm syndrome, the big liar says he thought you had irritable bowel
restless
syndrome.
And I love, I got to RC, RC, you.
Next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. It says restless cock. Restless cock syndrome. Nothing is worse than through your adolescence, you have restless cock syndrome.
Right, I was going to say.
I'm 57 years old.
We don't really have that problem anymore.
I don't have restless cock.
If only. Y'all, if there was a pill to give us restless cock syndrome, we'd love it.
But,
okay.
But not for more than 4 hours.
No,
because
then
you have to see your physician.
Right, and you don't go to a doctor.
Hell fucking no, not unless it's hanging by a thread or bleeding when it's not supposed to be.
That's correct. So, maybe this is what we'll do. We'll ask the chat room if they've got some questions for you. You're watching the chat room also, right?
I am, but okay. How long is the delay?
Well, it's about 7 seconds, but that's okay because
sing.
We've got...
Let's sing. You want to sing something while we're waiting to see if they have any questions?
No. Maybe we should... Well, we've danced before. Maybe we should sing.
We have.
Right. That's a favorite one of your memories.
I wish I were in Dixie away.
No, let's not talk.
Away.
No. I thought you were going to sing, oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer
wiener.
That is what I truly love to do. What song did you dance to?
Oh, it was on the piano, and
right.
I don't remember. It was one of the piano pieces that we played and danced to. Tell us about your volcano mug. Gavin, I am so guilt-ridden over that because Lord Byron died before hearing the volcano mug
story. Would you like to reveal that right now?
There is no volcano mug story. I simply bought the fucking volcano mug in Hawaii and started making a big fucking thing about it, and there's no story. We went into a store. It was a souvenir shop. The volcano mug was there, and I bought it. That's it. That's the whole story.
And,
I'm so guilty.
And the joke, was, oh, and there's a great story that goes with this, and I'll get
time.
To it next time, right?
Yes. Why do old people smell? What do old people smell like? Toppy Smelly says, and the answer is depends.
Depends, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now Toppy is mad as hell. There's no volcano mug story. I know.
I know. But at least you're still living. Lord Byron died with that on his lips.
Right.
And it was his last words to me.
And a sweet man.
Oh, he was.
And
he
you
was a sweet dear.
Don't
man.
You?
He sent me a mini quilt that he made for me.
Really?
Yes, he did. And it's one of my treasured possessions.
Do you still get Do you still get his daily
I watch
horoscopes?
The Twitter feed and his horoscope. I can't delete him.
I had to unsubscribe.
I can't do it. I know you're heartless. He's dead. Get rid of him.
I can't deal with it. No, it's not.
Heartless.
I am not heartless. I just can't deal with that.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, Turnip Head, I don't want X Big Fatty questions yet. We're asking Vera questions. George in Atlanta, can we take this opportunity to convince Vera to come back to 3 times a week? No, we cannot take this opportunity to do that.
Shut up, you flat ass. Thank you, sweetheart. You know, I'm doing my best to throw in the in-between shows whenever I want to rant. Because what it is, and I said it on my show, I'll be very brief here. When I do the one with all the production... It is so much pain in the ass work that it's kind of not fun anymore. When I just sit down and talk, it's fun.
Oh, dear Gussie.
Big Freddy, it's time for us to go.
Vera, tell everybody where they can find you.
I'm going to tell everybody where you can... Vera.
Oh, shit.
Vera, it's time to go home.
Shit. Conscience is here.
Oh,
Vera,
my God.
It's time to go. I'm sorry, Mr. Fatty. Well, I have to take him home now.
He has to take me home now.
Oh.
It's time to go home.
Oh, dear Gussie.
God, just, all right. I'm out. It was nice talking to everybody.
Good to see you, Vera.
Go.
Bye, Conscience.
Go.
Enjoy your bus ride. Well, y'all, I think it's time for Poodle and I to get out of here. Also, Vera, thanks again so much. And
it
Timmy Sims, any comments about this?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.